Good morning. I'm Isaac DeLange.
I'm Griffin Gibbing.
And I'm Joey Dorning. Thanks for tuning in to The Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you up to date on all the news at Bishop Garrigan High School.
This morning, about 24 Garrigan students are over in Spencer for the Iowa High School Speech Association District Large Group Speech Contest. The Bears have 5 entries at district contest, and the first performed about a half hour ago. Savannah and Isabella Wachter competed in musical theater with Stepsister's Lament from the musical Cinderella.
Right about now, Garrigan's Readers Theater is performing. This show is called A Guide to the Teenage Zone. It features Avery Birdie as a spooky narrator, Ava Huff as a girl who lives in a dream world, Lauren Swift as someone who has everything about teen life figured up, and Molly Peterson as a girl who can't make up her mind. Haley Nemers plays someone who wants to please everyone, and Gavin Swift is a typecast as a straight-A student.
Audie Crooks plays as a girl who has her life planned out. Violet Bodie plays someone who is good at stating the obvious. Brooke Ludwig's character is a girl who is going through a period of negativity, and Ella Schaaf plays someone who is always on her phone. Benji Traynor was cast as a boy who thinks outside the box. Scott Borman plays someone who has an answer for everything, and Thad Kolesh plays a boy who is always thinking up ways of causing trouble. Finally, Sasha Alish and Aubrey Meyer are cast as teachers who have to deal with all of the students' problems.
In the next hour or so, 2 different improvisation groups will perform. The first features Audie Crooks, Benji Traynor, Violet Bodie, Sam Plath, and Brendan Plath. And the other includes Gavin Swift, Scott Borman, and Tate Furch. The Bears' final event will be our one-act play, The Great Pandemonium. That show features Garrett Hine as a high school drama teacher who's at the end of his rope.
The one-act also stars Isaac DeLange as the assistant director who acts like a drill sergeant, and Griffin Gibbing as the light and sound technician. Eva Snyder plays an overly emotional and insecure girl, while Sam Plath is an overprepared and overdramatic leading man. Brendan Plath plays the school principal who thinks he knows everything that's going on, while Thad Kolesh's character is a young actor who plays 8 different parts in the play.
Avery Birdie plays the school's head cheerleader who is standing in for her boyfriend in the play, and Ava Rothler is another cheerleader for the hockey team. Ella Schaaf plays the props director who doesn't want to do anything. Finally, there's Tate Furch, who plays a character whose claim to fame is TPing the principal's house. The one act will be performing at 10:30 this morning. Good luck to that cast and to everyone who is competing at district speech.
Many students will be rushing back from Spencer after the speech contest. That's because the Golden Bear basketball games against Forest City have been moved to this afternoon. The JV games start at 1 p.m. and the varsity following at 3. The games were originally supposed to happen January 3rd, but they were postponed twice due to snow. Hopefully the Bears will finally be able to get another victory this afternoon.
Catholic Schools Week 2023 is just a week away. The annual celebration begins next Sunday and continues through February 4th. The school administrators will be speaking at parish masses next weekend, and families associated with the school will be passing out cookies after mass. During the week, students in every class will be playing trivia, answering questions about Garrigan's history.
Our Catholic Schools Week mass will be on Monday afternoon, January 30th. Bishop Nicholas will be making a rare trip to the far corner of the diocese for the occasion. Other big events include an all-school rosary and a community meeting on Wednesday, and lots of fun activities on Friday. We'll tell you more about Catholic Schools Week on next week's show.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Sam Bohan, and here to tell you about him is Gavin Swift.
Thanks, Isaac. Sam comes to Garrigan from Humboldt. He's easily the tallest person in the class of 23. The activity he likes the best is probably trap shooting. Next year, Sam plans to head down to DMAC, and he's planning a career in law enforcement. We wish Sam all the best after high school.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's district speech contest over in Spencer today. There's also a wrestling meet at Hampton DeMont.
Monday, there's JV wrestling, and the JJV basketball team will be playing at Garner. Then on Tuesday, there's a basketball quad with Garner, Hayfield, Ventura.
It will be law enforcement night at Tuesday's basketball game, and the music department will be serving a meal that night. There's also wrestling at West Hancock Tuesday night.
Wednesday is an in-service day for the teachers. Then Thursday, the JJV basketball team will be playing North Union at Sway City.
Next Friday, the JV and Varsity Bears will be playing at North Union. There will be a pink out that night. Finally, next Saturday, there's a quiz bowl at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show next week to hear all the details of Catholic Schools Week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.